ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question and a very central question. That question is related to the relationship between faith or iman and action. What is the relationship between faith and action? We all know that there is some sort of relationship between them, but a lot of people are kind of confused. Throughout history, we've seen that a lot of people have become confused with respect to this question. For example, just by way of an example, there was a group, a theological sect within Islam, in the history of Islam, called the Murji'ah. These people believe that, action has nothing to do with faith, so a person can be a mu'min and have iman and have faith, even if he doesn't, as long as he testifies to the tenets of faith like the oneness of God, the prophethood of the prophet, and the hereafter. If he does so, even if he doesn't act according to the dictates of Islam, he doesn't pray, doesn't fast, all these things, still he will be a mu'min and he can enter paradise. However, the truth is that the answer to this question is that no, this is wrong. The faith and action are very intrinsically tied up with one another. One of them cannot exist without the other. In this connection, let's look at some hadith which kind of shed light on what we're trying to explain today to you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, faith and action are two brothers bound together with a single rope. Allah will not accept either one without the other. It's also been narrated that the Prophet said, the Murji'ah, the same people that we referred to in the beginning of our program, have been cursed by 70 prophets. They are those who say that faith is attestation without action. It's possible that the Prophet might not have been referring to, the Murji'ah in the technical sense of the theological school, but just anybody who says this, it says that, faith is not connected to action in any way. It's also been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if faith was a mere statement, then fasting, prayers, the lawful and the unlawful things would not have been prescribed for it. And finally, Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, faith is all action, and the statement is but a part of the action that Allah has made mandatory, which he has explained in his book. Just as action is a part of faith, good actions are a part of faith, sins, they have a negative effect on faith. But they don't, depending on the sin, each and every sin cannot like cancel out the faith of a person. For example, the Prophet said, a sin cannot expel the faithful person from his faith, just as an act of goodness cannot expel an infidel from his faithlessness. And it's also been narrated that he said, the statement, there is no God but Allah, will benefit whoever recites it until he depreciates it. And depreciating its right is when sins are openly committed and they neither prohibit them nor do they change them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the relationship between faith and action in the light of the hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.